Previously on 253 Matilda.
It's done. Our acceleration has ended.
This world is coming to an end.
You're developing dementia.
I don't want word of this getting out. Last thing I need is for them to think I'm weak right now.
And then you've got these doomers. The cultists.
We have a purpose here. We must fulfill
Doomer
it
creeps.
To achieve absolution.
We need some inspired leadership.
Unfortunately, Mayor Peters doesn't know what he's saying half the time, and he's getting worse every day.
The Doomers have been capitalizing on the mayor's weakness. I'd estimate their followers have tripled in the month and a half he's been in office.
Why not just hold the election we promised? We could do it real quick.
I am the only candidate for mayor who can help you all face the end with dignity. I tell you the truth, that this world is ending. My first action as mayor will be to stop repairs to the damaged levels. My second action will be to eliminate all food rationing. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die.
And it's deeply inappropriate for you to make it a campaign issue.
You don't sound calm and stable and composed right now, Eva.
And now.
Your attention, please. The results from our mayoral election are in. 48 votes for Chief Lawrence, 66 votes for Eva Hernandez, 71 votes for Luca Patel. In the instant runoff, 92 votes for Eva Hernandez, and 93 for Luca Patel.
The Doomer won? How the hell did that happen?
Maybe the public mood has changed more than we realized. My total was pretty dismal, so apparently I have no idea what the people want.
Do you think this means your section will be shut down?
I'm not sure if the Doomers have a view on astronomy. You're probably in more danger of being laid off than me, Robbie. They definitely don't like repairs and maintenance.
Figure that right after I've been officially appointed Chief Mech, they'll eliminate the whole section.
When you get right down to it, what the Doomers want is for us all to die. So I don't think that bodes especially well for anyone.
QuietPlease.org presents 253 Matilda. After leaving the solar system in the 22nd century, the asteroid 253 Matilda now travels the galaxy at near light speed. For her residents, the journey has been 134 years. For the rest of the galaxy, it's been hundreds of thousands of years. Episode 30, Doomsday.
Peters, it's an honor to be your successor. I'd ask to shake your hand, but I see it's bandaged.
Oh, guess I had an accident. Must have been cooking. It's so different in low gravity. Big adjustment. Probably half our people have burns and cuts now.
Sorry to hear that. And I'm also sorry for your other issues, if the chatter is true.
I'm fine.
Old age can be cruel. I'm glad today's youth won't have to face it.
But I have to say, this is awkward. You're the last person, the last I would have wanted to hand power to.
I'm really a great fan of yours. I trust you still believe in letting the people choose their leaders.
The question is, what do you believe in?
I feel I've made that abundantly clear. I believe in bringing this world to a close, not with chaos, not by accident, but an orderly drawdown.
It has to. Has to end with today's babies.
The only difference between us is my timeline is a little more accelerated than yours. Now, Mayor Peters, let's get the formal handover taken care of.
If... Okay. Computer, this is Mayor Salish Peters speaking.
Acknowledged, Mayor.
I hereby certify that Luca Patel has been duly elected as my successor. From this time forward, command authority and clearance is transferred to Luca Patel and removed from myself.
Luca Patel, please acknowledge receipt of these powers.
I do so acknowledge and humbly accept.
Please recite the oath of office to finalize.
I, Luca Patel, do solemnly swear that I will uphold the laws of 253 Matilda and that I will use my powers as mayor to ensure we complete our mission.
Congratulations, Mayor Patel.
Thank you for your service, Mr. Peters. I'm so glad you were able to shepherd the Earth mission through launch as a final bookend for our journey.
Guess I better be getting back to retirement now.
Yes, you better. I've got a lot of work to do.
Well, I hope you can surprise a lot of people. Do good things. Good luck.
Mind if I sit here?
You're free to, if our new mayor hasn't declared it an abomination yet.
I know things have gotten a bit nasty between us.
Your point?
The election's over. Let's try to put that behind us.
That's not going to be easy. Your slandering me is why we're living under the rule of the Doomers.
I could accept that I lost the election, or that you lost the election, but I can't accept that we could have both lost to the Doomer. I mean, if this were a plurality vote, I could believe we split the same vote to let her win, but with instant runoff?
Apparently you convinced your voters I was so bad that they felt the Doomer was a less objectionable second choice.
I can't believe that. You were the second choice on my ballot.
Thanks, I guess.
I better just say this. I'm worried there might have been fraud.
Mayor Peters certified the vote.
You know better than anyone that Mayor Peters was asleep at the helm.
You could appeal to the judge.
Judge Wilson is a Doomer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Maybe you could use your position as mayor's aide to dig up some evidence.
Her first act was to fire me and replace me with one of her acolytes.
Oh.
Mind if I join you two?
Feel free.
I guess this is the election losers table.
Eva and I are losers, but then why are you here?
I lost too.
How's that?
He lost our souls.
Exactly. Doesn't say much for the job I've been doing as our world's spiritual advisor when the majority of our people vote to back the Doomer cult.
I suppose not. Could you see it coming?
Not at all. I knew we'd lost more to the Doomers than I was comfortable with, but never dreamed we'd lost half.
Maybe we didn't.
Chief Flint, I'm so glad you could make it.
You've been firing so many chiefs that I figured I wouldn't have a job if I declined your invite.
Every new mayor does some reshuffling. I can assure you that your position is safe. Come, enjoy the food.
Quite a buffet you've got here, considering how strictly food was rationed yesterday.
No more rationing. I'd say our people look pretty happy about that, wouldn't you? Eat, drink, and be merry.
For tomorrow we die.
Fixating on the negative is no way to live. Well, I'll leave you to enjoy the party. I need to go say hi to Judge Wilson.
Alyssa, surprised to find you here.
Not as surprised as I am to see you, Jim. Didn't she fire you this morning?
I considered sulking about it, but that wasn't going to help. Might as well enjoy the end of the world party, if it's going to be the last thing we ever do.
It will be. Mayor Patel is seeing to that.
Well, at least communications isn't on her hit list like ore processing. Our whole section got laid off.
Excuse me, Jim, but I don't think I can handle this party after all. It's pretty damn depressing.
Suit yourself. But it'll be just as depressing everywhere else until we die.
Marissa.
Hello, Mr. Peters. Level 8, communications.
Naturally listens to you.
Are you having trouble, Mr. Peters?
Damn computer won't accept my destination.
Computer, halt to accept new destination.
Please state your destination.
Level 1, astronomy section.
That destination is not available.
Anywhere on level 1, then.
That destination is not available.
You see?
Level 1 is closed, remember?
What? Why?
It was damaged.
Then how the hell am I supposed to get to astronomy section?
Why are you trying to get there?
I'm tired of just sitting around. I want to see what's going on. Look through the scopes at the next candidate systems for our explorers. Chat with Chief Lawrence about what's next.
Let me take you home.
I don't want to go home!
Father Kim, I don't think you've ever come to my office before. What can I do for you?
We have a problem.
You mean our new mayor?
Yes.
She shut down botany section this morning. Locked everyone out of the hydroponics bays and gardens. Shut down the meat vet, too.
But we'll starve.
Officially, it's just temporary. But it's pretty clear starvation is her plan. That's why she ended all the rationing and held a wasteful party.
She also shut down ore processing. Can the section chiefs remove her before it's too late?
That requires a unanimous vote, and she's already replaced several of them with her followers. Frankly, I doubt if I'll still have this job by tomorrow.
Then we'd better make good use of today. We need to find evidence of fraud in the election.
But what if the vote was fair?
Then I suppose we deserve our fate.
Detective, what can I do for you?
I wanted to say I'm sorry about your sister. Especially about having to keep her under guard right now.
I understand you have to make sure the alternate personality is really gone.
How did she seem to you when you visited this morning?
She's quieter, more introverted. I know she feels responsible for Stone's death, and that's not going away.
Something like that never goes away.
It really reminds you how fragile life is. She made a split-second mistake opening a valve 42 years ago, and the consequences of that are still haunting her.
Well, there's another reason I came here.
What is it?
Marissa, you helped coordinate the election, right?
As communications chief, I was responsible for receiving the data and verifying and reporting the vote.
Could somebody have messed with the data? Alter the vote?
No way.
What about the code that processes the vote data? Could the code have been maliciously designed to give a false result?
I wrote that code myself, and the program is isolated so it can only be altered from within this room.
And nobody was in here without you watching them?
No. Wait, oh shit, Larissa. She was coming with me on my shifts because of her blackouts, and there were a few times I left her alone.
So, her alternate personality, Eckert. What are you doing?
I'm looking up the commit log. Ah, here. Logged in my name, but I didn't write this.
I'm not a coder. What am I looking at?
It's in the instant runoff code. It changed just enough of the second place votes.
So, Patel did win the first round, but her runoff victory was fraudulent?
That's right. There were 9 Lawrence voters whose second choices of Hernandez got switched to Patel.
Thanks, Chief. Just the evidence we needed to confront her. You stay here in communications and make sure everybody else learns what happened. Father Kim and I will go try to reason with Patel.
Father Kim, Detective C. Tang. You make an odd couple. To what do I owe the pleasure of your visit?
We know you stole the election.
Let me guess. Father Kim held a seance, and the spirits told him something was amiss.
We found the code Eckert planted that changed 9 votes.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, Mayor Peters certified the election.
Because he didn't have this information.
You're welcome to bring any evidence you may have to Judge Wilson.
We know he's one of yours, a brainwashed cult member.
Just because we have different faiths, that doesn't give you the right to accuse me of brainwashing people. I've been quite tolerant of your religion, Father, and all I ask is the same from you.
All we ask is that you step down and let Eva Hernandez take her rightful place as mayor.
Is this a coup attempt?
This is an attempt to make you see reason. Step down and you won't be harmed.
Otherwise, we'll have to take more aggressive steps. We can't promise your safety.
Thank you for making your threat of political violence explicit for the camera. Sergei, take two of my personal guard and come to my office. You'll be escorting Father Kim and Detective C. Tang to their cell, where they'll wait to stand trial for insurrection and threat of violence to myself. I'm appointing you acting detective for now.
Acknowledged. We'll be there in a minute.
How are you liking your accommodations?
If I'd known I'd be living here, I'd have paid more attention to making the cell comfortable.
Hopefully, it won't be a long stay.
It'll be an expedited trial.
Not too long until everyone dies anyway, I suppose. Do you really want that, Sergei?
I never really felt like I belonged anywhere before the Good Shepherd took me in. I was always fluttering from job to job. Now I have a purpose, an important role to play.
There are ways to find purpose without hurting people.
We don't choose our purpose. It chooses us. Shepherd Patel has a purpose for all of us that makes sense out of our blind plunge through the oblivion of the universe.
You believe God wants us dead?
If God didn't want us dead, why would he make everyone die? Why would he make us so fragile and tiny, trapped in an infinite expanse where we can't breathe?
What makes you think we specifically are an offense to God?
We've invaded the heavens. We don't belong here. At this speed, we're pushing the limits of the laws of physics and time. The universe is dying around us. We've lived hundreds of thousands of years longer than human beings are supposed to. We've all agreed the human race is probably extinct back on Earth. Surely the destruction that killed Mayor Hu showed you that God's patience with us is wearing...
That's one way to win a theological debate. Thanks for the help, Eva.
Good to see you, Eva. Can you get us out of here?
No problem.
Attention, this is your mayor speaking. Due to the current civil unrest, all citizens must report to designated safe areas immediately. Anyone not doing so is subject to arrest. This will allow us to clear out the trainers as quickly as possible, so you can resume your normal life tomorrow.
There's no more time. We have to make our move now.
What's the plan?
Hopefully the group has come up with some good ideas while I've been rescuing you.
The group?
Secure air processing so the Doomers can't try to suffocate us. Delta Team will try to disable Patel's security protocols and put the computer systems back in our hands. I'll be in communications, trying to disrupt her ability to coordinate her people while keeping us in touch with each other. Mayor Hernandez, I see the jailbreak went well.
Sounds like you've got things well organized here, Marissa. Got anything left for me to do?
With your approval, of course, you, Lawrence, and C. Tang will head to the mayor's office and try to end this quickly.
Sounds good to me.
You three! Halt! It's locked.
That shouldn't be surprising under the circumstances.
Here, let me.
Detective, you go in first. I'd suggest going in as fast as you can and jumping for the ceiling. Your momentum will make you hard to hit, and she probably won't be expecting you above her. Once she's focused on you, we'll get her from behind.
Understood. Here goes.
There's nobody in here!
For first thing I'll do is turn off that stupid alarm. Marissa, we're in the mayor's office, but Patel is gone. Any idea where she could be?
I'm hearing reports she's been sighted heading toward ore processing.
Send whoever you can spare to meet us there.
Converge on ore processing section. Use caution. Luke Patel is assumed to be armed and dangerous.
You! Come out of there with your hands up!
I surrender.
Thought she'd put up a lot more of a fight.
My work here is done.
What do you mean by that?
You got her? Good work, O'Hara!
We're all dead. There's nothing you can do about it.
What does she mean by that?
She started a chain reaction. The whole ore stockpile's gonna blow in a few minutes.
How big an explosion?
Easily big enough to obliterate this entire base.
We'd be vaporized. Whole asteroid might even break apart.
The time of atonement is at hand.
Detective, get her out of here.
Come with me.
O'Hara, Davis, what are our options?
I don't see any.
Even refined club night ore isn't explosive in isolation, right? Needs a catalyst?
Oxygen.
Can we take all the oxygen out of the area before the reaction reaches the ore pile?
The pumps aren't fast enough.
If only this were the top level, we could blow a hole to the surface to get the air out faster.
That's it!
What?
We're nowhere near the surface, but we are near the shaft that leads to the vehicle bay.
But that has atmosphere.
We can open the bay door and the airlock doors. That'll empty out to the surface real fast. Quick, you do that now. I'll be finding the red explosives and setting the charges. I placed the charges. Should take out this whole wall. On my way back.
There's no more time. You need to detonate now.
Just a second!
Did it work?
We're still here, so I'd say yes.
So what do we do now?
We pick up the pieces and get on with our lives.
I can remember murdering Stone. I can't not remember murdering Stone. I don't know if I'll ever be able to go a night without seeing it in my nightmares. And even in the daytime, it's never far away.
You feel responsible?
I am responsible because we're one person now.
But you don't want to kill anyone. You don't feel any urges?
No.
Don't you think that suggests this new combined you is a very different person from who Eckert was? Sorry, that's the urgent message tone. I'd better answer.
That's okay.
Dr. Peters, you'd better get down here. It's your husband.
Is he?
He was found lying in the grass of the Arboretum, incoherent. He's able to talk now, but he may not have long.
He's dying?
Hard to say when. This is the last stage.
But he was fine this morning.
We've known this was coming for a long time. It's not always a linear process. I'm sorry.
I'll be right over. I'm sorry, Larissa.
I heard. Go. Hurry.
Who's there?
It's me, Tam.
Glad you made it in time. Are Judy and Anakin coming?
You'll get through this. You'll make it to tomorrow and the next day and hopefully a lot more. You've survived so many things.
We survived thousands of times, and we die just once. But I feel like this is it.
I love you, Salish. And I need you. Hang on.
Our world. The Doomer's taking over.
You remember?
Sometimes I remember everything. Sometimes it all slips away. What happened?
We stopped them. Mayor Hernandez has everything under control.
Well, that's good. Damn. Thank you.
For what?
For making this journey with me. I was a different man before you. You've made me better, kinder, more understanding, more willing to help you.
My pleasure. But you always had a good heart. I learned a lot from your strength, your confidence, your thirst for knowledge, and self-improvement.
Doctor!
I'm sorry, Tam. It's over. He's gone.
You've been listening to 253 Matilda, Episode 30, Doomsday. Created, written, produced, and directed by Paul Neerham. The Doomer Priest is Kirsten Greenfield. Communications Chief Marissa Flint is Virginia Hargrove. Detective Aranya Sitang is Sova Rain. Salish Peters is David Loftus. Eva Hernandez is Lindsay White. Astronomy Chief Lawrence is James Lorenz. Father Kim is David Nagel. Jim O'Hara is Slim Sam V.O. Sergei Kochergin is Alexander Grace. Dr. Tam Peters is Ahmad A.J. Judah. Ravi Davis is Ed Shaleda. Dr. Singh is Loretta Chang. Larissa Flint is Lindsay Townsend. The Doomer Soldier was Connor Brown. The announcer is Aaron Summonsby. Sound effects and music courtesy freesound.org, asoundeffect.com, freepd.com, and audionautics.com. This program is licensed for free reuse and redistribution. Hear more episodes at quietplease.org/253.